This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts. This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts. BBCLearningEnglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
Welcome to BBCLearningEnglish.com and another chance to hear Insight Plus, a series first broadcast in 2001 that looks at the language of issues you hear about in the news. Today's topic is big brands, companies which see the entire world as their market. Brands whose advertising, popularity, look and feel are in many respects the same from one country to another. The presenter is Lise Doucette.
More and more large Western and in particular American companies are spreading their goods to the four corners of our world in search of new markets and, of course, bigger profits. In recent months, the advance of these multinationals has hit the headlines. Global brands are the topic of today's Insight Plus, your guide to the language and issues you hear every day in the news.
I'm wearing a Converse coat, Ralph Lauren shirt, and Nike underneath it, Nike t-shirt.
I'm wearing a Gap sweater, but I think it's not as big of a deal because I bought it in the States, where I'm from. And I think if you bought it here, it'd be giving in more towards buying the brand just because it's American or it's not something that started here.
Today I'm wearing Nike trainers and I've got a Converse sweater on and my trousers are from Gap.
To explore this continuing rise of big brands across the globe, let's take a look at a report by Raoul Sarnick. It was broadcast on the BBC World Service programme Insight. Here's the first extract.
Coca-Cola, Microsoft, IBM, General Electric and Ford. According to a survey based on their brand value, they're the world's top five corporate names, and they're all from the USA. The number one brand name, Coca-Cola, was valued in June 1999 at more than $80 billion. Is it true that these brands are penetrating deeper into more and more markets around the world?
A brand like the ones we heard, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Microsoft, is more than a label or the name of a product or company. A brand represents a set of values that the company wants the consumer to associate with its products. These values go beyond the need for quality or durability. For example, some companies try to appeal to the youth market and its sense of adventure, whereas others target older consumers who may be more interested in luxury, comfort, and prestige. We heard in the report that the biggest brands worldwide are the ones with the highest international brand value. Brand value is becoming increasingly important. It's about how well-regarded a brand is by the consumer or the buyer. It's measured by looking at the status of the brand in a market and whether people remain loyal, whether they continue to buy the product. The report asks, is it true that these brands are penetrating deeper into more and more markets around the world? In other words, are the big American names trying to establish themselves in more countries? Well, let's find out as we listen to more of this report.
Is it true that these brands are penetrating deeper into more and more markets around the world? Yes, according to Richard Robinson of the London-based business analysts Data Monitor.
If you think about what's happened over the past 10 years or so, there's been a massive globalisation of the media. The result of that has been that brand values and consumer values around the world have homogenised to a certain degree. And that's really played into the hands of a lot of the big Western multinational companies. For an example, from the soft drinks industry, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, over the past 10 years, they've established massive distribution networks worldwide in markets where they were previously fairly underrepresented.
According to business analyst Richard Robinson, the answer is yes. The top companies' market penetration is increasing. And why? Well, did you notice the word globalization in the phrase, the globalization of the media? What he means is that all over the world, many people now watch the same TV channels, log on to the same websites, and read and listen to the same news stories. As Richard Robinson says,
there's been a massive globalization of the media. The result of that has been that brand values and consumer values around the world have homogenized to a certain degree.
The different types of media, like television, print, and the internet, have been crucial in homogenizing values. That means that in promoting the same images and messages about certain products, they have played their part in making the values of brands and those of consumers more and more alike. What we admire, trust, and enjoy, both about ourselves and the things we buy, is becoming much the same wherever we are in the world. The global market and global brands are the subject of today's Insight Plus from the BBC World Service, your guide to the language and background to the stories that stay in the news. It's not just the global media which has helped big brands to spread their appeal. The changing political scene has also played a part. The collapse of communism in Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union, and the improvement in relations between the West and China, have meant that vast new markets have opened up for Western goods. Big brands have also been able to spread their influence because of the worldwide fascination with certain aspects of Western life. Two interviewees from Raoul Sarnick's report make this point. Shobhadee is a novelist and media commentator based in Bombay in India. Professor Carrie Cooper lectures in social psychology at Manchester University in England. They both say that Western culture has an all-pervasive influence. Its influence can be felt everywhere. To begin with, Shobhadee talks about how the big brands are making great advances, or inroads, into newer markets such as India, although she says that awareness of big brands, or brand consciousness, has always been strong there.
They are making incredible inroads and more rapidly than I could have imagined possible even a couple of years ago. The brand consciousness has always been there in urban India because we have access to satellite television as well as imported magazines, fashion magazines. But ever since our beautiful young lady started winning international beauty titles, I think the focus has changed and urban India seems obsessed with labels of all kinds, particularly those coming out of Europe. And of course the American subculture that has such an all-pervasive influence on all of us.
What they see through films, through American television, is only the positive side, and that's what they aspire to. They aspire to wealth, to the visual signs of wealth, i.e. through the clothing and the brand named and the brand products. Countries in Eastern Europe, certain countries in the Far East, in the Middle East, where they want the good life and don't see the potential downsides of a society that's very much acquisition and money-driven.
There are potential downsides or disadvantages of Western society, such as a perceived obsession with money and gain. But much of the world seems fascinated by it, and some people even aspire to it. And that plays into the hands and indeed the pockets of the big multinational companies. Take the McDonald's food chain. It started in the 1950s and now opens on average 5 new restaurants a day somewhere in the world. And Coca-Cola, invented back in 1886, now sells more than 1 billion drinks every day. These two companies have operated globally for a long time, but they were always considered an exception. Now more and more businesses are realizing global branding is the key to success. Companies are spending millions of dollars on branding in order to build a powerful international image.
You feel maybe that there's a bit more quality involved, that you maybe a bit more sure about the production methods, a bit more secure about knowing things like that.
I see people wandering around with the big label brands and the clothes don't actually look any better. So I'm thinking, you've paid 4 times as much for something that looks worse. What's that about?
Normally I do go for something that's quite popular, because at least you know you're getting value for money. At least you know you're getting something reputable.
I think everybody knows about Coca-Cola and Nike and everything. Some of them will wield it as a good thing because there's a convergence kind of world, like everybody is going through the same trend. But there are bad things about it because everybody is so obsessed with these kind of friends that they're spending a fortune out of it just to have branded goods itself.
In some way a bit all-pervasive, it's a bit oppressive. There's a Starbucks on every corner.
Regional cultural differences are becoming less important to the fashion industry, and people are buying similar clothes, looking for similar fashion, regardless of whether it suits their locality or their person, and just going for the image, this global image.
For the consumer, the branded good can bring a lot of benefits. A globally recognized name offers reassurance, security, and quality – as well as status. But it's actually more complex than that. While it's challenging for advertisers to promote a brand that appeals across many different cultures, the long-term goal is to sell a way of life, not just a product.
Reassurance, security, quality, status. These are some of the reasons why big international brands are popular. But as the report also points out, consumers aren't just sensible shoppers. They've also bought into the image, the lifestyle, the very dream that big multinational companies have carefully created. Global brands have hit the headlines recently, and not just for their market penetration and end-of-year profits. Demonstrators have disrupted big international trade meetings, campaigning against globalization and global business. They fear this relentless spread of big brands is posing a real threat to our communities, small business, and the environment. And it could also mean the end of individuality. As Raul Sarnik says in his report, individual choice and expression could become a thing of the past.
The power of global marketing strategies has been demonstrated by the inroads that branded Western goods are making across the globe. Some commentators have predicted a future in which the world's young people will all dress alike, eat the same food, listen to the same music, drive the same cars, and drink the same drinks.
The whole issue of brands recently caught the attention of the World Service audience. Here are some of your comments that were posted on the BBC's website, Talking Point. Today on Insight Plus, we've heard how global branding is helping large multinational companies make inroads into new markets. We've also heard that the globalization of the media, the fact that many of us are reading, watching and listening to the same news and advertisements, has meant that the desires of consumers and the promises made by the big brands are converging. They're becoming the same.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.